Exodus chapter number 14 is the Israelites going out of Egypt, the crossing of the Red Sea. Ito na yung event na parang familiar ang mga tao sa kasaysayan ni Moses. Ito yung he parted the Red Sea through the power of the Lord. And what are some of the things that we can gain from this historic and powerful demonstration of power from Almighty God? Well, let's go ahead and look at verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. So basically, dinaan ng Diyos sa timog ang mga children of Israel instead of going up north. And ito ay parang trap because there is no way forward. The only thing in front of them is the Red Sea, that portion of the Red Sea blocking them. They're on a dead end, so to say. And this location here currently right now is gone. And kumbaga, parang natuyo ang sea ngayon. Wala na yung Red Sea section na ito. Lupa na lahat. It's all ground now because of the recession of this this portion of the Red Sea currently today. But during the time of Moses, this was an impossible thing to cross. An impossible, humanly speaking, impossible to cross. And Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, verse number 3, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and that he should follow after them and upon all his hosts, and the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So they obeyed the Lord, and God delivered them. Again, yung tema ng Exodus, they did as God commanded, and God blessed. Obedience always brings blessings. Verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So basically, Pharaoh was hurt, his firstborn is dead, and sometime when the when the Israelites left, hindi pa natatapos yung kanyang grieving sa kanyang anak, ay sumama ang loob niya at nagalit at malaki ang puot niya sa Israelites. And imagine the entire workforce leaving the country. 2 million people just about leaving. Imagine a workforce leaving. Who's going to do the job? Who's going to be building the, you know, straws and the bricks and the buildings and all that? Pharaoh was very upset. And so, verse 6, he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. This is the Egyptian army. He marshaled his forces, including his elite forces, verse 7. And he took 600 chosen chariots. These chariots are very special because you can fit 3 people in one chariot. 1 is the driver, and 2 are soldiers with spear and sword on the side. So, hindi lang one chariot na maliit na chariot ito. This is extended cab chariot. An elite. And all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and all his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, besides Pi-Hahiroth, and before Baal-Zephon. So say that 10 times. Verse number 10, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now, the children of Israel were prone to complaining. They were prone to complain. And this is just one of the first time that we're going to see them complaining. We're going to see them murmur and complain over and over and over again. Doubting God's plan. Doubting God's purpose. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar? Ganito rin ang ugali natin. Huwag natin sabihin, tingnan mo naman yung mga Israelites. Biro mo, 10 plagues ang ginamit ng Diyos, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi pa sila nagtitiwala sa Diyos. How many times did God deliver us and showed Himself powerful on our behalf, and yet we are prone to complain and murmur and doubt God's plans and purposes. So we're not better. And we need to take heed. This is something that God wants us to work on. God wants us to stop asking why. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that. We always ask the Lord why. Why? Why did you do this, Lord? Why is this happening? Why? God is saying stop asking why and start trusting in the Lord. Because it doesn't really matter if you know why. It won't change the facts. But what do we need to do? We need to stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop doubting. Stop asking why. Stop it. And start trusting in the Lord. And start believing in Him. Verse number 11. And they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt. Now this, they're really giving it to Moses now. Hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness, complaining towards Moses. In verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Not even in eternity, not even in heaven will they even see the Egyptians. Well, that enslaved them. And so, obedient Christians can rely upon God's protection and God's provision. Do you know that God will make a way? Yes, God will make a way. Anong responsibility natin? Fear ye not. One of the most useful teachings that Jesus taught His disciples is to not fear. Jesus said it over again, fear not, fear not, fear ye not. Then stand still. We like to worry and pace ourselves and, I don't know, chew your fingernails or, I don't know, pull your hair out. You know, some people don't even have that anymore, you know. You're just doing something. I call it that, you know. Some people, you're just doing something. But the Bible says to stand still. Why? Because who's going to work for us? Who is going to fight on our behalf? Who's going to make a way? This is the Lord. And we need to trust in Him. This is what God is trying to teach us. To trust Him. That's not a new lesson. It's the same thing. Verse 14, and the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. That's all you have to do is hold your peace. Hold your peace. So verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And so God is speaking to Moses, this is what you're going to do, Moses. And Moses, all he has to do is obey the Lord. And verse 17, "And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, now, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen." So verse 19, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. The pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them." So there was a division, a protection of the Lord. "And it became between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israelites, and it was cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light and by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea," just like what God told him to do, "and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land." This is supernatural. "And the waters were divided." Amazing work of the Lord. "And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left." I mean, this is kind of like a wall of water standing up still. And the sea bed is dry ground. This is the amazing power of God. Now, did this miracle stop the children of Israel from complaining later? No. They still complain and murmured later. So even in the face of miracles, in signs and wonders, the human heart is still hard against the Lord. Now, what is the one miracle today that is just as powerful, if not even more powerful, than the parting of the Red Sea? What's the miracle today? Christ arose. The resurrection. Let me ask you a question. Is the tomb in Jerusalem empty? Is it?
Yes.
There's even three. They don't even know which tomb it is. But all the tombs that refer to Jesus, or whatever tomb you choose, there's three of them. I don't know if they even got the right one. Yeah. But the tomb is empty, isn't it?
Yes.
We have a risen Savior, do we not?
Yes.
So is the world saved? I'm talking about the entire world. Is the world saved? No. Are there still people complaining, murmuring, doubting? But we have a risen Savior. Why aren't people getting saved left and right? Why are there still people rejecting the Lord? You know why? The Pharisees are the weirdest ones of them all. The Pharisees were saying, you know what? Jesus talked about him resurrecting. And we need to do something about that, because if he does resurrect, we're in trouble. Like, really? Are you that daffy? If he resurrects from the dead, that means he's the Messiah, and you ought to believe in him and trust in him as your Lord and Savior. Not work against him. But they did. The human heart is hardened towards God. And that's what I'm telling you. Well, not just the unsaved world. What about the Christians? Do Christians complain and murmur and doubt and ask God why in light of the resurrected Savior? Do we do that? Yes, we do. The human heart, hard. Until we learn the lesson that we trust in the Lord. Until we learn that lesson. Verse 23, "And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and the troubled host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. All of a sudden, those chariots, those elite chariots, they came apart. This is God's work. It's a miracle. It's a judgment of God. And they drave them heavily so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thine hand over the sea, and the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." Kasama na dyan si Pharaoh. He was part of that. And Moses stretched forth his hands over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength with the morning. When the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned, that's crushing them, covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, and there remained not so much as one of them. They drowned. They were washed away. They were crushed, drowned, and washed away. And the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and to their left. Thus saith the Lord, thus the Lord saved Israel that the day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Verse 30 is significant because the evidence of God's deliverance, yung resita na sila ay niligtas ng Diyos sa kapahamakan ng Egyptian, ay yung mga patay na bangkay na katawan ng Egyptian army sa alon ng Red Sea. That was the evidence. Their dead bodies floating on the seashore was a memorial to the children of Israel that God delivered them, that they can trust in the Lord, that they should not complain, that they should obey the Lord. So, what are some of those things that trouble you? What are those things that are seemingly impossible in your life? What are those things that you just imagine, this is not going to work out for me? This is troubling. You know what you need to do? And trust in the Lord. Trust in God. And you know what? Maybe you'll see those things floating in the sea. Recognizing that God gave you the victory and that God delivered you and God could conquer those impossible things. Trusting in the Lord. Verse 31, "And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared, and feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." So God validates his servants. God validates his servants. God does the work. He makes a way. And then the people will recognize Moses' leadership, not because Moses is so good, but because Moses is obedient to the Lord. So does God have a task for you to do? Does he have a work for you to accomplish? Has he called you into some service for the Lord? Then allow the Lord to lift you up in his time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up in due time. Moses was lifted up in the sight of the Israelites that day. God validates his man for the people's sake, so they know that he is the man of God. And so this is the great work which the Lord did. And the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord. That's something that the resurrected Jesus Christ, the greatest evidence, the greatest evidence is the empty tomb, the resurrected Savior. That's the greatest proof. And it ought to result in people fearing the Lord and believing in the Lord. And many have. Many have gotten saved. Thank the Lord because of the resurrected Savior. But unfortunately, not everybody is saved or want to be saved. And so, resisting God's plan is futile. There's a good word in English, futile. Ano yung futile sa Tagalog? Resisting God's plan is futile. Ano yung futile? Pag hindi tayo sumunod sa plano ng Diyos, ito ay mauuwi sa ating pagkawasak. Katulad ni Pero, hadlang sa gawain ng Diyos, hadlang sa purpose ng Diyos. And anong nangyari sa kanya? Ayan, crushed in the Red Sea with all his elite forces. And this event is so powerful that it will be broadcasted in Egypt. Imagine what the Egyptians said that morning. Hey, did you read the headlines? Did you see the post on Egypt book, you know? Yeah, it said Pharaoh was crushed and drowned, and the chariots are gone, and the elite forces are gone, the army, the entire. We lost our workforce, then we lost our defense system. Why? Because Pharaoh resisted God. You will not win when you fight the Lord. Resisting God's plan is futile. Okay? So, next week we're looking at chapter 15. And chapter 15 is a celebration of God's mighty deliverance. And chapter 15 will be found also in the last book, in the book of Revelation. And it will be significant for that too as well. So anyway, so we look at how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, how the Egyptians pursued them, how the Red Sea was divided, and all the things that we can learn there. And verse 30, "Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." And we would do well to learn these truths of Scripture. Here, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us then. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that works on our behalf when we humble ourselves before you. Lord, you command us to stand still. Lord, we want to not do that. We want to worry and fret and do everything else except obey you. Lord, I ask your forgiveness, Lord, and cleansing. Help us, Lord, to change our minds. Stop asking and questioning you and doubting you. And start fearing you and start believing in you. And give us hope and strength. Lord, I pray those impossible things that we face, whatever mountain seems impossible, Lord, whatever situation seems impossible, help us to trust in your good hand, your gracious hand, your powerful hand to part those things, Lord, in our lives, that we may honor and serve you, Lord, freely and with love and sincerity and joy. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.